This program is sponsored by MouseMesh. Our product has won several awards for innovation and concept. You don't need to kill mice and pests. You can stop them entering your home in the first place with MouseMesh.
Now, you mentioned the Greenham Common protesters,
yep.
And you've also given the example of the US embassy in Russia, which was hit upon by microwave weapons.
Yep, absolutely.
And rather than blow the whistle, the US just studied it and said, "Hey, this is good.
Yep.
Good technology. We'll try and copy it." Now, we also have many people claiming to be what's called targeted individuals.
Yep.
And I've heard you say that, just as in say the US embassy, there was maybe a building across the road which had some technology in it, or buildings firing microwaves, that it can be done in a domestic setting where a house across the road or a van or whatever. Here's a question. Is there a case of domestic, I mean, that's a political thing, US embassy, but a domestic targeted individual where they've actually found a organization or a person with a microwave box across the road? Is there any case that's been brought to court of a targeted individual? Because the whole, I find it a little bit similar to the UFO community, where there is a truth at the bottom of it. There probably are targeted individuals,
right.
But I think yep. There's a lot of attention seekers, and there's some delusional people in there as well. And I think maybe that's done deliberately in order to prevent you finding out who is being targeted. So I think there's a lot of misinformation in the targeted individual community. What are your thoughts on
right.
that?
I need to go to the loo first.
Right.
This is a long answer.
Right, okay.
I can answer it. It's a long answer.
Right.
I need to go back to the beginning because you made a little mistake.
Right, okay.
The Russians didn't microwave the American embassy to cause harm to the Americans initially.
Right.
The Russians wanted, because we're right in the Cold War here, the Russians wanted to listen to what the Americans were saying.
Yeah.
And their first attempt was to put a big plaque on the wall in the American embassy, in the ambassador's office.
Yeah.
And they had a transmitter in the plaque that was sitting silent and stationary and not doing anything. And so when they put the plaque in, the first thing the Americans did was scan it for transmissions and microphones. Nothing, all clear. What the Russians then did was every time there was talking in the ambassador's office, he was on the phone or something, they beamed microwaves in. That triggered the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
It picked up the speech. And then it triggered it back. So they would then listen.
Mm-hmm.
So they activated the microphone in the plaque when they were speaking. And then when the speaking stopped, they turned the microphone off.
Right.
And so every day when it was checked, there was nothing coming out.
Right.
And they found that the microwaves coming in caused the ambassadors to be ill. The Americans couldn't work out why all the ambassadors were becoming ill.
Right.
And that's what actually led to that. But in the meantime, the Russians also worked out that the various, when people were speaking in, because they didn't have plaques in every room, but they worked out that the vibration of the glass, when people are talking like we're talking, the glass is vibrating. If you sent the microwave to the glass, they reflected slightly out of phase, and that went out of phase, that could be rejigged into speech.
Right.
So now they're microwaving other rooms.
Right.
And hence, this is where you're getting the secretaries having breast cancers and miscarrying.
Right.
And they both, at the same time, realized that microwaves were a perfect stealth weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is where they started to develop them. Now, targeted people, and I get calls daily, and when I plug my phone in, there'll be messages there, I guarantee, from targeted people. 99% of people who ring me saying they are being targeted are ringing on a cell phone. And I say to them, that can cause 4,500 different neurological and physiological symptoms in your body, which may not manifest themselves for hours, months, even years. So if you wake up in the night after this with something going on in your brain or body, it doesn't mean you're being targeted. It could be that you have targeted yourself.
Right.
And I say the only way first to determine if you're being targeted is throw your cell phone into a bucket of water.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I can't do that. I need it because I have to talk to her, do this, do that. And I say, well, then there is absolutely no way you can convince me you're being targeted, because anything you say that you are being targeted by or how can be caused by yourself with yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Now, there are people being targeted. That goes without saying. And it is documented. There are people being targeted. And if you say, have they found transmitters in people's houses or in streets? Not to my knowledge. Somebody watching this may say, yes, we found one. Because they don't need to put them near people's houses or in streets. They can use the existing transmitting stations.
Mm-hmm.
With a little adaption. That has been done. I know that's been done. Mm-hmm. But there are people with implants
I was going to come on to that. Yeah.
There are people with implants that have been detected. Now, there are different implants, many different ones. You can have nanotubes that contain certain bacteriums or certain chemicals. They can be triggered by microwaves, by resonant frequency. You can have small transmitters that will run off of the energy in the body that will transmit microwaves. They can be detected. You will have little transmitters inside, like my dog has a chip, that you beam microwaves in, like the Russian embassy. It energizes the system and then it will trigger something and beam microwaves in a particular direction or beam them out. And you can have any combination of the three. People can just be targeted from satellite or any transmitting station or any van. So yes, people can be targeted. They can be implanted. They can use bacterium. They can use chemicals. They can use microwaves in the brain. They can really do anything.
Right. So implants. That person would have had that fitted somehow, and if it's been fitted without their knowledge, how would that come about? Do you know of any cases?
Yeah. If you're a dentist, they are the favourite people. If you are a dentist and I come to you and I say, look, and this is where you're in the grey area. Let's say you have one of the world's top universities, and I know several that work on this. One of the world's top universities, and we come to you. You are a dentist. And we say we are bona fide university graduates, doctors, professors. We are working on this particular, and we will grant you from our research fund $10,000 or £20,000 or something, we will give you that. You have a particular person coming to you. They are suffering from epileptic fits. They are suffering from an irregular heart, whatever.
Mm.
what we would like you to do is put this implant just under the tooth when you put it in, or the filling, nothing else. It's important they don't know about this, because it will affect the follow-up study. If they right. know they're being watched, they won't act naturally. It's important they don't act naturally. Do this. We guarantee it, that all it will do is measure and record. We will watch the person, and if at any stage we find it's harming them or whatever, we will ask you to take it out. And people say, yes, we will do this. I'm helping science. I'm improving their life. I'm cancelling fits or a heart arrhythmia or manic depression. I'm doing this. The university students are genuine. But what they don't usually get told is that a government department like the CIA is behind the funding and behind the research. Even in some cases, the students don't know this. And when it's published and it's written up and it works, then you get the government departments saying, right, now our scientists will actually change and use and improve on this. Right. So it may not be the university to blame.
Yeah.
It will then go to the military scientists, and they will then say, right, they've done the groundwork, now we will fine-tune it and do it to these people.
So a dental implant, can you cause things in people through a dental implant as you could with a brain implant?
Absolutely.
So how would that work? Because obviously the brain was one scientist called them stymocevers, where...
Well, it depends what you're inducing. If you're inducing waves to react and interfere with brain waves, okay. But if you're introducing a chemical, like anandamide, that can produce a soporific morphine effect, or you want to affect the ventral pallidum from one of the cranial nerves to the frontal cortex.
Yeah.
Down to you. The ventral pallidum to the frontal cortex. That will induce suicidal tendencies, or the frontal cortex to the amygdala, that will...
So that could come out through a tooth implant.
That will induce aggression.
Right.
It depends if you're introducing a chemical or a wave.
Right. I see. And, okay.
And the chemicals in the body are minuscule.
Yeah.
Minuscule. And if you send a signal to the glands that produces them to overproduce.
Now, what about brain implants, Barry? Do you think that they could be being used?
Oh, they are being used. I often get x-rays from people saying, look, we found it, there it is. And in fact, I've had x-rays from people with more than one.
And these are fitted without their knowledge?
Without their knowledge.
Right.
And that's not difficult to do either.
I've got some quotes from Dr. Rowney Kilder. You've heard of Dr. Rowney Kilder? She was Chief Medical Officer of Finland. She died just recently, actually.
Yes.
Now, this comes from a 2001 article. Dr. Ross Adie has found out that by using 0.75 milliwatt per square centimetre intensity of pulse modulated microwave at a frequency of 450 megahertz, it is possible to control all aspects of human behavior. Would you
Ross Adie, and I'm choosing my words now very, very carefully. Ross Adie is known worldwide for brain manipulation and body manipulation through microwaves. The same as a chap who's gone on record, Jose Delgado, who also does it. And Jose Delgado has said, I can induce any mood or behavior. And this is possible. It is possible to induce through these chips or microwaves, any mood or behavior. You can induce people to kill. Not everybody, but you can induce people to kill. You can induce them to kill themselves. You can induce them to do anything. That is possible.
All right.
And it's written, it's stated.
Yeah. Let me just read out a few of these quotes.
Okay.
This technology links the brains of people via implanted microchips to satellites controlled by ground-based supercomputers. Implants are inserted to the neck or back or intravenously. It is impossible to detect or remove them. Must mean some impossible to detect. Implanted human beings can be followed everywhere. Their brain function can be remotely monitored by supercomputers and even altered through the changing of frequencies. Today's microchips operate by means of low frequency radio waves that target them. But you would say that microwaves as well.
Well, the low frequency are the pulses.
Right. Okay. When a 5 micromillimeter microchip is placed into the optic nerve of the eye, so this is not brain implant, this is an eye implant, it draws neural impulses from the brain that embody the experiences, smells, sights and voice of the implanted person.
Yeah.
You would go along with
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Anything's possible. And in fact, it's documented that the military are often used for experiment because they have a well-practiced regime. They follow orders. military are often used for experiment, along with prisoners.
Yeah. And do you go along with the theory that they target less powerful individuals, so maybe drug addicts, alcoholics, or maybe single women, or people who are less likely to put up a fight against something that happens to them as a general...
I've listed in my document, and I can give you the website, it's on, my thalidomide paper, I've listed the people that are used, and it is drunks, tramps, with no disrespect to the word tramp, street people, alcoholics, prisoners, the homeless, the poor. They will use people who can't actually afford the legal defence or put up a fight. They tend to use those. The same as they tend to put up transmitters in poor people's areas because they know they don't have the financial or legal resources to take them on.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And just to ask you a few broader questions,
okay.
Barry, which are not necessarily directly related to microwaves. Have you read any papers where it's discussed the physical effects of microwaves on matter rather than biology, for example, steel or concrete? Or is it generally related to biology that you've looked into?
They can be made to change the physical stature of some matter. Generally, they will go straight through concrete, straight through brick. they will be absorbed by particular metals. And they say that if you have implants, metallic implants or pacemakers and that, to stay away from microwaves because
right.
they can induce currents. But mostly I concentrate on cellular structures.
Now, when I've studied electromagnetic waves, my recollection is that EM waves are considered to be a transverse wave as opposed to a longitudinal wave. And
yep.
there's this guy, Tom Bearden, who I think has worked for the American Defense, and he's done a lot of work in free energy devices and that kind of thing. And he seems to know a lot. Now, I saw him giving a talk, and I'm sure he said that he was of the opinion that electromagnetic waves were longitudinal. And this is due to the way that an electron spins, it's got this particular spin on it, and when the longitudinal wave hits it that way, rather than move that way, it actually moves at 90 degrees, so it's like that, yeah? And so this is where your longitudinal waves hitting your aerial, and it causes the currents to go that way.
Well, okay. You,
so he's disputing, I think, I might be wrong here, that whether the EM wave might have at least a longitudinal component, let's say, as opposed to in other words, it's the space is moving in its direction of travel, not perpendicular to its direction of travel.
Okay, let's understand the two that we're talking about. An ordinary electromagnetic wave, you have the electric part of the wave, which is what people would call static electricity. Static electricity is the electric part of the wave. Perpendicular to that, you have the magnetic wave, what people would call a magnetic field. And they are perpendicular to each other, and they oscillate.
Yeah.
and as they oscillate, they travel forward at the speed of light. Yeah. Now, if you are talking about an alternating current in some form of aerial or transmitting device, now the ionosphere is hydrogen and helium. If you have an electromagnetic wave producing electricity, that can produce an alternating current, which is like that,
yeah.
Which is like a longitudinal wave. Now, a sound wave is a vibrational wave,
yeah.
Like that. So you could have, yeah. A signal, but sound waves will only travel through something that can vibrate, like water, steel, the earth, because the atoms are pushed forward and they come back,
yeah.
They push the next one,
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
So an alternating current is like that. So theoretically, an alternating current could be described as a longitudinal wave.
Right. Now, the other term that he uses, and you do hear this now and again sometimes you hear the targeted individual community talk about their scalar waves, which to me, the word scalar means it's something which has magnitude but not direction.
Yeah,
I don't think that. Are they?
A scalar is opposite to a vector.
Yes.
Now, electromagnetic waves are vectors. They have force.
Yeah.
Sound waves are vectors. They have force.
Yeah.
A scalar is me saying to you 1 foot, a foot ruler. That doesn't have movement. It doesn't have direction. It is a scalar. It is basically a measurement. Now, they have introduced what they call scalar waves. Now, scalar waves, and my knowledge is not well enough to go too deep into this, that they are immensely top secret. What they have developed, the scientists, through HARP, they have developed like a sound wave where you can also piggyback an electromagnetic wave, and they can travel right, you can set up a standing wave right through the planet, and you can cause harm to something going on the other side of the planet.
Right.
You can actually induce a sound wave, and they're calling them scalar waves.
Sound waves only traveling at a few hundred miles an hour, isn't it?
That's it, yeah, 330 meters a second.
Yeah.
It's 1500 meters a second through metal.
Yeah.
But they've also managed to get some sort of wave, what they're calling a scalar wave. Scalar is wrong. It has to be a vector.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have got a sort of wave where you can bounce microwaves or other waves up and down the planet, and it expands, becomes a standing wave, and then you can send the standing wave into some territory theoretically to change the weather or cause an earthquake, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But how they're, it is an immense force because that they have an immense power generated from things like HAARP going into the ground. They usually reinforce it with other transmitters. They set up these standing waves and they send them through the planet. But you can do that. That is done.
No.
They go backwards and forwards. They get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then they go whoomph. And that can be done. And they call them scalar, but that is wrong. They are vectors.
Yeah, yeah. like a standing wave has the appearance of being scalar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because it appears to be going nowhere, but it's just two components, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so weather modification then, if we just finish with that.
Well, it's weather modification. It can be tectonic modification.
Right.
You can get, if you have a volcano, for instance, or plates, earthquake plates, tectonic plates, which are just at that bit, and you start increasing the vibration in them. It's not difficult to get the vibrational frequency of magma or rock. In fact, in an earthquake, people don't know this. if you're standing on the ground, let's forget pavement for a minute. You're standing on the ordinary earth. If you're standing on the ground in an earthquake, the vibrational frequency of the earthquake actually turns the soil into a fluid. People don't realize that. This is why the buildings sink. The earth actually becomes a fluid, like sand, and you can sink into it. Now, if you set up, and you can do this, if you set up that particular P wave frequency or Q wave frequency that they have with earthquakes or S wave, if you set that to tectonic plates or a particular part of the planet, then theoretically it is possible to induce an earthquake.
Yeah.
And if you induce it, you can probably, if you've got plates there, trigger them off. I don't know this. I'm speaking hypothetically, but I could quite believe it if I read it and somebody said they did it. And this is why they are sending signals. There is no other reason to send signals backwards and forwards in the planet like a microwave oven with sound waves, with all the other waves, scalar waves they're using. And it wouldn't surprise me if they have triggered an earthquake.
Right.
And if you can do that, let's say, by somebody's power station.
Yeah, it's a great weapon.
Somebody's nuclear, you know, and you want to devastate a country. But, I mean, there is no other reason why they are sending waves through the planet. No other reason than to cause earthquakes or some sort of ground disruption, and if you can focus it into a small area, then you can probably cause a small local earthquake, which on the face of it wouldn't be that dangerous, but if it were near a dam or a nuclear power station, all of that energy, and we're talking billions and billions of watts here, and they tap into the energy of the planet, the Schumann resonance frequencies, and the other relaying stations. Once you've got that sort of energy, it is not difficult to set up a ground-based local earthquake at a vulnerable spot.
Right.
It is not difficult, and it's irretraceable. You can't trace it.
Now, we spoke about whether there's any evidence that specific people are targeted either by handheld devices or white vans or satellites. Rowney Kilder says that this satellites are used, but they're controlled by supercomputers from bases on Earth. Are you aware of any bases or underground bases that might be responsible for either targeting people or mind control in the UK, or any particular areas that you may have heard about in your research?
The nearest one, I think, to the UK, well, we've got one in Cyprus, the UK military.
Right.
There's one in Norway.
So that's specifically for microwave and mind control in Cyprus?
Oh, well, no. They are all capable of mind control.
Right.
Whether you use them for mind control, I don't know, because they don't tell me.
Right.
They have other purposes. They have other military purposes, and they link with the Americas and other countries in the world, and they talk to satellites, and they do all sorts of things.
Right.
If you're saying to me, do we have specific devices which are only used for mind control? The answer is, I don't know.
Right.
It is possible to put them on every single cell tower. If they are there, I don't know. I do know that in the UK, every single cell tower, every single one, comes under the Official Secrets Act. Every one. And you can't pull them down.
But
can I just finish?
Yeah.
If you're saying, are they used for mind control? I don't know. Can every big device be used for mind control? Yes.
But a cell tower is sending out a wave which follows the inverse square law. Yeah, it's as it goes out. So that's not really going to be able to precisely control one person. It might, over a period of days or months, yeah? But if you want to specifically target someone...
Well, you have relays. You have relays on lampposts.
Yeah, yeah. They're what, 35 degrees, I think they are.
Yeah, if you've got... and I know this because I was involved in a spy case.
Right.
I was involved in a spy case just a few years ago where this was done,
right.
Where you have a cell tower without the knowledge of that particular cell phone industry.
Mm-hmm.
You have somebody going up, tweaking the computer and tweaking the electronics to go to other relays and target people. And it was only because an industry person who went up to check something thought, hello, what's this? But you can have something on a cell tower that will tie in with the cell tower, and it can go to, if I want to follow you going up this road, at the top of every lamppost is a photoelectric cell and some other gubbins. I don't know what's there. All I know is you have vans coming along that where people go up and they have a jiggle. So that's not difficult.
Right, yeah.
And it has happened. I've been involved in it.
Your relay equipment isn't 360. It is a more of a fine beam, but it's still, I think.
But they can follow you. They can follow you.
Right.
They can absolutely track you. They can track you, and then they can pass you to another one. There's an article when I give lecture. I mention it in. It was published in Scientific American, and the reason they track you is because if you're on your cell phone, and you're talking, they have to track you, because they don't want to send your message everywhere because it wastes energy.
Yeah.
So they have to track you. Yeah. So that every single person, not only are you tracked, but they have voice recognition as well.
Mm.
So they, going back to the central computer, they know who you are, they know where you are, they have voice recognition, and if you have a camera, they can switch that on remotely. As well, they can see you, they can see who you talk to. And I can tell you why this was alarming. I was invited to talk to bankers, investment bankers, and they all put their cell phones on the table as they started talking finance. And I said, do you realize that although your phones are off, they can be switched on remotely. Mm-hmm. They know exactly who owns what phone by your PI number. They know exactly, they know voice recognition. They can activate the camera if they want to. They know who is here and they can listen to every single thing you are saying. And if you're saying to me, big businesses won't do that to hear what other big businesses are talking about, I will say, well, if they're not, they're very naive. And now big businesses, when they have a meeting, everybody's cell phones go into a safe. Mm-hmm. But you are tracked, and it's in Scientific American. Right. And I've even got the copy here. Yep. You are tracked, you can be listened to, they know exactly where you are, and they have now hundreds and thousands of mini devices everywhere that will do this linked up with computer.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to put your finger on a specific base where all of this tracking is going on, because it would be misuse of the technology, wouldn't it?
It is misused, and I was involved in a spy case very recently where it was misused. The person, and to show the desperation of where they are here, the person who detected it committed suicide straight away.
Right.
Somebody else died, and this is why I was called in,
right?
Because I knew the technology, and they said the person, he committed suicide and destroyed all his notes at the same time.
Right.
And they said, can you give evidence? And I said, you bet. And this was exactly what you're saying. It was somebody going into, and if you think it's not been done, the CIA have done it. I know they've done it. Mm-hmm. And other secret agencies will also go in and they will divert fiber optic cables, right, to get messages out with prisms.
Mm-hmm.
There is a hell of a lot of skullduggery going on.
Right.
Organized crime will do it. Yes, it is going on. It has happened. It's been to court. And as long as you have, knowledge is information, and I can tell you what it's used for. In terms of, and this goes back to my Cold War days. During the Cold War, I was looking out for prominent people who could be blackmailed, namely by the KGB. This is why I was hunting them down for MI5, MI6. Now, and it is already in operation, you have organized crime tapping into people's phones and blackmailing them.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like this on the front page of your newspaper? You will give us.
Mm-hmm.
You have industries tapping into people. You have the secret services falling over themselves, tapping into everybody.
Mm.
The CIA have said Facebook is their biggest friend.
Mm.
And if you think your password can't be broken, it can be tapped into by government services in a nanosecond.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody is going into social media and I say this, and if I can just say one thing to the young people watching this. Now, I spent 11 years talking to spies, and I know how they work. And I say this at conferences, to young people especially, be careful what you put on your social media website. Your password is irrelevant. If you type in, let's say you're 15, I went to a party, I smoked marijuana, and I didn't like it, I was sick, and I won't do it again. Okay, that's now on your website. I'm dating this girl, we're both only 15, but we had sex. I'm still with her, we're married now, we're happily married. and I'm glad that we started our relationship and it went where it did. Everything's forgotten. And this is how spies work. 20 years, 30 years is nothing to a spy. Nothing. They will come back to you 20 years, 30 years later. Hello, Mr. Smith. You won't know me. You are now the CEO or the government minister or the head of a bank or whatever. I have your reference here for your job. You didn't actually say, because I have your other document here, Facebook. You didn't say that you had underage sex with a girl underage. That is illegal, underage sex. You didn't say that in your reference. You didn't say that you took drugs in your reference. Now, this can be made known and you can resign in disgrace and your children will come out of their private school. And I know this happens. Your children will come out of Eton or whatever and this and this and this and this. And your wife will probably leave you and you will have to sell your big house. Or you can sign one document and we will leave you alone forever. And the document is usually a reference or a passport to verify an identity for somebody who is another spy to give them status and a job. And now they are in the country, they have status, it will be a civil service job or some other job, they will work their way up. And this is how spies work. And they are already going into other countries' Facebooks and what have you, gathering this information, and it is sitting there. And it will sit there for 10, 20, 30 years, which is nothing. And I say to the students, do not put anything in there that you do not want people coming back to you with in 20 years' time and saying, now you're in trouble, because you will be. And this is how they work. And you're handing it to them on a plate.
Yeah, and you're handing it to the rest of the world as well.
And the rest of the world. And I can tell you now, organised crime is on this. And can I finish with one example? And I say this at conferences. I say, all of you ladies, how would you like to write down on a piece of paper and hand it to me and I will publish it? I want the dates of your 28-day cycle and I will publish it on the internet. And they look at me like I was a pervert and ought to go on the sex offenders register. And I say, this is already done. And it is published in a science magazine. A person working for one of the big companies taps in, as they all do, they tap in to women. They tap in because during a 28-day cycle, a lot of women look for pharmaceutical products for various symptoms. They recognize this and they work out and plot your 28-day cycle. You ask for this every 28 days-ish. They log this and they then sell the information to advertisers. So that when your 28-day cycle is coming up to a particular week, you are then on your computer bombarded with advertisement products. It is sold. And money is a big earner in this sort of thing. And every medical condition, everything they can find to advertise, everything you say is sold. And I'm using this as one example. But it is already done. All the computer companies know your 28-day cycle because if they sell it for a penny a person across the UK, they have 7 million pennies. And if they sell it around the world, you are now a millionaire. just for that. And this is what's happening. And people don't realise when they tap all this stuff in.
Mm-hmm. All right, and Barry, well, it's been a fascinating listening to you. Really, really appreciate you spending your time.
It's my pleasure.
That's all for this week. See you in a fortnight. Remember, believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see. I'm Richard D. Hall. Good night.
This program was sponsored by Mouse Mesh. Problem: mouse in your home. Reaction: solution: Mouse Mesh. Air brick covers can also be glued into place without air brick adhesive.